Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Excuse me, Sashir.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there.
Oh, well, I've been here for a minute. Hello.
Oh, my goodness. It's caught me off guard. Hi.
Oh, my God. Not paying attention to me.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
It's okay.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's.
Valentine's.
Yeah, I like saying it like that. It's fun. Happy Valentine's.
We've never celebrated Galentine's together, I don't think.
No, we sure haven't, because it's a sad holiday that single ladies made up to be like, we're okay too. Guess what? We're not. That's not a holiday for us. We just have to abstain. Stay inside and be sad.
Close your blinds.
Get in
Turn
bed.
Off the lights.
Don't look outside. The people are kissing.
But I guess I've never thought to celebrate Galentine's with you, because I feel like we just celebrate each other whenever, right?
Yeah.
You sent me flowers the other day. It was so sweet.
I did. Because it was your... I mean, I'm going to bring this up. I'm embarrassed about it because it said happy second day of work. And it came on a day that you weren't working, because your first day happened and then you had 2 days off and your second day wasn't until... It wasn't for a minute.
Hey, it's okay.
And
because
I sent them and... I said happy second.
It's better that it happened while I was home, because no one would have been able to receive them. They would have been sent to an empty house, and then maybe they would have gotten taken or rained on. So it's a good thing that it wasn't actually my second day at work, because I would have been at work.
Okay. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
But I'm still deeply embarrassed about it.
Don't be embarrassed.
I should have had it sent to your job. Put a new trailer. That's what I should have done.
I love that it's at my house. Because then, if it's at my trailer, then I had to lug flowers home with all my stuff. I think it happened perfectly.
Okay, good. Yeah, we celebrate each other all the time. And then we go on trips together. And
that are very romantic. You know? Sometimes we're in honeymoon suites. Or we have a jacuzzi tub all to ourselves.
That was in Costa Rica. That was a pretty romantic room.
Yes.
Everyone was sisters. Mm-hmm. Everywhere we go, people are always sisters. And then when we went to Hawaii, I was no. Wait, no, that was Miami, where I was I proposed to her and nobody cared.
But I think the problem with that is that you gave too many details that made it unrealistic. You were I proposed to her. We were on jet skis and I dropped the ring, but she said yes anyway. And I was they're not going to believe that.
You're right. I got to keep it simple. Be like, this is the love of my life. I proposed one day. And we'll go, oh, okay.
You sound cool. Sad about it.
But yeah, I don't know. I just... Honestly, Valentine's Day, I don't want to hang out with my girlfriends. I don't want to hang out with other friends. I don't. It's not for me. Mm-hmm. We should have a different day called Friendship Day.
Hmm.
And it should happen in April.
It's not even related to Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right? Where you just hang out with your friends and you go, friendship. friendship, everybody, everywhere, friendship,
friendship, friendship. Friendship.
Everybody do your share, friendship, friendship, you know.
Yeah. I recommitted my love to you recently because I...
You did.
I read this
and
book.
And I thought you were breaking up with me.
I read a book called Stepping Off the Relationship Escalator. It's about unconventional relationships that could be romantic or not or whatever. And just that it doesn't have to be step by step. You date, you get married, you have kids. If you don't mm-hmm. want that, there's other options. And there's some parts in there about friendship, about how sometimes we take the friendships that we have for granted or sidestep them because we think they're not as important as the romantic relationships in our life. And that's an escalator mm-hmm. thought process. And we don't have to, it doesn't have to be that way if you don't want it to be that way. It's for some partnerships, sometimes the friendship is more important than your romantic relationship or whatever. You can choose whatever you want. And so I read that and it made me think of you because when we met 1700 years ago.
Back in the Stone Ages.
Back in the Stone
Ages. Dinosaurs were roaming.
The connection we had was the deepest love I had experienced at that point. And I feel over time, we've gone in and out of that because of the romantic relationships that have been in our lives. Mm-hmm. But I feel, I was like, you know, I like the idea of not thinking about that and just being she's a priority because you are a priority in my life. And, you know, if romance is in there, that's great too. But it doesn't have to be move aside, Nicole. This is this new person is my top priority or whatever. Because you were here the whole damn time.
Yeah, I'm not fucking going anywhere.
And then, I started saying that. I was I read this book. It was talking about friendship. And you were are you breaking up with me? And I was no, let me finish my sentence.
I got so scared that you were breaking up with me. And no. I was I can't believe she would do this over the phone. I can't believe she's in a different state breaking up with me. I was really distraught for a solid 30 seconds, 20. I get distraught and really emotional in spurts where it has 10 seconds where I'm oh no, my world. But then it was funny you said that. And I was that's how I feel. People will come in and out of my life, but Sashir's a constant and that's my person. And I said this to my therapist where I'm I love her so much. I don't want to fuck her or nothing like that, but I just love her and I want to be near her at all times. And my therapist, because there was, I was trying to give you and your man some space once. And I was truly made up something in my head where I was so she needs space with her man, you know? I'm going to just do that. That's me being kind. And I said that to my therapist and she was well, does she ask for that? And I was no. And she was then why are you doing it? And I was I love her so much. I don't know. I just want her to be happy at all times. Sometimes I think my therapist thinks I'm crazy. But she also...
No.
She'll just be let's hold space for that. And every time she says, let's hold space for that, I'm did I overwhelm her? Is that too much? Why are we holding space? Why are we holding so much space all the time?
So much space all the time. So let's hold space and give me time to think about how to respond to this.
How to respond to this woman being obsessed with her friend. But yeah, you're the most important relationship I've ever had in my whole life.
Yeah.
And it's nice because
it's nice.
I don't gotta do nothing. I just gotta show up. That's it. You don't expect anything from me. It's not we hang out and then I feel I wasn't funny enough or I wasn't entertaining enough. We can just sit and send each other memes.
Yeah.
And giggle and have a nice time. And I like that. Boy, oh boy, do I like that.
I like that too.
I'm glad you didn't break up with me. I'm not sure what I would have done if you had.
I can't imagine that.
I just got so sad.
Don't think about it. Don't think about it. It's not going to happen.
No. I just got so sad. I was do I get on a plane? And then I was like, but that's crazy. You can't do that.
And to do like, what? To come to me?
I don't know. If you broke up with me, I'd be like, are you sure? I don't know.
You just show up at my doorstep like, give me another chance.
Please be my friend. No. I don't know. That sounds insane. What would you do if I broke up with you?
Oh, God. What would I do? I would want some clarity. So I'd be like, can you please explain what the heck's happening?
That's smarter than getting on a plane.
Yeah, I wouldn't get on a plane immediately. And then maybe I would hold space. Maybe I'd be like, you know what? Maybe she needs a moment to chill or like process what's happening. And then if you were like, after a while, you're like, no, I'm absolutely certain that you're not my friend anymore, then maybe I would get on a plane.
I hate this conversation. You said something that I hypothetically would say, and I gasped at that. I hate this. This is bad. Okay, I don't want to talk about it anymore. You're my friend forever. You'll never... In fact, the other day, I said, can we die together? And you said, are you trying to commit suicide with me? I said, no, in our old age, can we just get on a lot of boats? So like we'll be together if a boating accident happens.
Yeah, because you were like, if one of us dies before the other, it'll be really hard for the other person. So we have to figure out a way to die together. I guess if we both died in a boating accident, it'd at least be fun on the way out.
Yeah, we'd have a great time. Mm-hmm. Probably, like, there was food there.
We love that.
We love food on a boat. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's what I need from our next vacation. Mm. Something in between the speedboat we were on in Bahamas and then the dolphin watching snorkeling boat we were on in Hawaii. And I think the in-between is we have to rent a yacht. Just like fully rent a yacht and be like, here are the things we'd like to do on this yacht. Because I felt like we were rushed on all of them.
Yeah, we need our own yacht and captain so that we can just chill and take our time.
Yes. But then I was like, should we invite more people? But that didn't go well last time.
It is hard because we keep trying to audition people to be good travel buddies with us. And we have yet to find anyone who's met the magical combination.
We really haven't. That's really
except for Tess.
Funny.
Tess is in.
Tessie's good at traveling. Mm-hmm. She's a very good time. Maybe we'll get on the yacht with Tess.
Yeah. No more? Just the three of us?
I don't know. I couldn't think of anybody else. I was like, okay.
I can't think of anyone else.
But maybe like... maybe Mateo? But wait, you just told me Mateo can't swim.
Yeah, that's what he told us. He can't swim. I mean, I'm sure he would still enjoy a yacht, but he won't swim. No.
Wild. You know who I keep thinking about from our trip? That little boy Hudson. I'd like to know where Hudson is right now. And I mean, I doubt that his parents listen to the podcast. If anyone knows of a little boy named Hudson who went to Bahamas over New Year's with his family, please let me know if he's okay. I just can't stop thinking about him and how everyone kept yelling at him.
Do we really need someone to call the podcast to give us a check-in on a child? I don't know how I feel about that.
I hate when you say things like that because that sounds really creepy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, is something like actually illegal or wrong about it? It's just like, do we really want someone to call in and be like, yeah, I do know that kid. And here's an update on his life.
Okay. All right. Listen, sometimes things got to be said out loud for you to go, that's not it. And you're right. That's not it.
That's not
in my brain, it was just an innocent little, I know Hudson's family. They're nice people. He's thriving.
What about worst case scenario? They're like, yeah, I know that family. They're constantly yelling at Hudson, making him do things he doesn't want to do. And he's always complaining and asking for help.
And we're just trying to emancipate Hudson. Thank you for bringing attention to Hudson.
Yeah, this court case is taking a really long time. Maybe with the publicity of this podcast, we can really help Hudson get a new family.
All right, you're right. Don't ask around about Hudson. Leave him alone. Oh my God.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
I'm tired of the coldness. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
I would like the warmth to come back.
Yeah. Same.
But I know as soon as it gets super warm, I'm going to be like, I wish it was cold again. I'm just sick of it. Sick of it. Just sick of it.
Sick of it. Yeah.
Ooh, all my paintings are here.
Oh, all 500 paintings that you got?
I bought 32 paintings for my home. Which is too much. They're all in my living room. And I was like, I think I did too much. I
can't even visualize you having that much wall space because you already have stuff on some of your walls.
Yeah. I don't know what I wasn't thinking when I did it. I was just like, I'll get this and this.
Yeah.
And it was on Cherish and they were only $200. Some were $300. I think I only bought two things more expensive than my pig painting. Truly, my pig painting is one of the most expensive things in this house.
It's really funny.
And I won't show it to anyone because it's mine. Mine alone. Do you have paintings in your house?
Not up. I have some paintings that I've like acquired over years. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I keep looking at them and I'm like, do I just need to reframe these or do I not connect with them anymore. I can't tell if I like outgrown or like just like don't relate to these paintings anymore. And then anytime I do see art that I really like and connect with, I ask how much it is. And I'm like, I'm not paying that. So,
yes,
I don't know.
Some of it was like $8,000 for one painting. And I get it. Like, I would like to be paid for my talents as well. Mm-hmm. But boy, oh boy, is that expensive. And then I found out that some of it is like prints and they're not even like original pieces that are $8,000. I was like, wait, I'm getting a replica and it's that much money? Y'all have lost your minds. That's wild.
Y'all have lost your minds.
Mm-hmm. But I got a lot of vintage stuff, like a lot of stuff from like the 80s and stuff. And then I found a lady who paints and I commissioned something from her. That's a little bit more expensive. And then a bunch of like old stuff that was original to, I don't know, I guess people found from Cherish and stuff. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll see what it looks like when I put them all up, all 32 of them.
I can't wait. Did you figure out what to do with that Sonic rug?
No. It's just here.
Is it on the floor at least?
It is on the floor.
I love it when you pick it up.
It's so small.
It's really cool. But it's just so small. It's not functional.
No. And it's just like in my office and I just like look at him and I'm like, why are you so small? But then I was like, what was I thinking? Where was I going to put a Sonic rug? Like, I have a pretty strong aesthetic and it's not Sonic rugs.
It is pretty out of place with your whole house.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. That I was like, you know what I got to do? Buy a Sonic rug. And it was expensive. So I thought it was going to be like an area rug. I thought it was going to be so much bigger. Well, I got that little Sonic rug that's, I don't know, it's like a foot tall. It's so small.
It's very funny.
And here's another thing. Mm-hmm. Who reads measurements when you're ordering things? I ordered a painting. It was $85. I said, what a deal. I opened it. It was like 5x5. And I was like, what? Is this a painting for ants? This is so small. Who? Why? It's so small.
Oh, 5 inches by 5 inches?
Yes. Actually, maybe it's like 3x5. It's like a post-it. And I feel like it should have been like, warning. Look at the dimensions.
Red alert.
Oh, well.
There's like, occasionally I'll see a picture of someone buying something on Amazon and they get like a really tiny replica of the thing or just a picture of the thing. And I'm like, how are they able to get away with that?
I don't know. A friend of mine, you know him, but he bought a thing of creatine and the picture on Amazon was a big thing, like a big canister. And when it came, it was like a doll size canister. It was so small. And it made me laugh so hard. Have you ever seen Emily Heller's tweet about the mat she bought on Amazon?
Oh, yes. That was a piece of paper, right?
It was like a foam thing where they printed a picture of the mat on the foam thing.
Insane.
God, it made me laugh so hard. What other stuff are you going to buy for your house? Or are you done decorating for now?
I think I'll just wait till I get back home.
Fair.
But I do need things on the wall. Is that it? I don't think I really have other needs, really, as far as like decor.
Well, you did a good job of like decorating it as soon as you moved in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I was worried that I was never going to ever make money again, so I didn't decorate for a very long time.
Well, I like went to estate sales like it was my job and just would go every weekend and get stuff. And then I was like pretty quickly full.
Yeah. And you did such a good job. John Millhiser, my old roommate, John Millhiser, he, every time there's an earthquake, posts this video that he made where he walks into the living room and it's a tray of cups and he goes, who wants cups? And then he's like, whoa! And then the cups go flying.
It's really funny.
And he recorded that in the TV room when I first got the house. Mm-hmm. So it like, it looks so weird and different. There's no wallpaper. Oh, I'm sure. There's like a weird bookcase that's now in my office. The color is this awful, awful, like beigey color because I didn't change anything for such a long time. I can't believe I lived in it looking like that. Ew, yuck, too.
Ew.
Nasty.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll paint. Most of the walls are white and like there's like a couple accent walls. Mm-hmm. And then the dining room is still like a mint green like it was when I moved in. But I would change the color of the fun room, which is my TV room.
Yes. Like a pink salmon?
The curtains are pink.
Oh.
But the walls are green.
Oh.
The walls are green and there's like wallpaper and it's like good for now. But.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Eventually I would want to change that to whatever I want because it's just what the previous owner had.
Mm-hmm. It is. Okay. So I've been sucked into a realm of Instagram where I watch people take old cabinets and nightstands and dressers and they like sand them, take the veneer off, and then paint them. And there's so many that I was like, why not restore and put a stain on it? What is so pretty sometimes?
Yeah.
And I say this as a woman who I do have a like a painted look lacquer cabinet in my house. But some things I'm like, I don't know. Not everything should be painted.
Yeah, you sent me one where it had like a, maybe like a fan design on it or something. Yes. And someone filled it in, just like made it like smooth, like flush. And I was like, why are you taking away the character of this thing? That sucks.
I feel like that's everything now. Mm. Like architecture, it's all these little boxes that look alike.
Yeah.
Furniture is all like very like minimalistic and all looks the same. I watched this lady. She was like, they told me not to, but I did it. She painted her whole staircase white and it was this beautiful wood. It was beautiful. And it was like a craftsman. So it was like a ton of wood around it as well. So she painted the windowsills white. Everything was painted white. And I was like, then why did you buy a craftsman with so much wood in it? If you just wanted a white house, don't buy a craftsman. Leave that for somebody who wants a craftsman. I was so mad about this craftsman.
So mad.
I just don't get it. Yeah. I don't like a lot of renovations. I think they're really, really bad.
Yeah. It would be nice if it, if they can retain some of the original feel.
Character.
Would just stay.
Yeah. I would like to pitch to HGTV. Obviously, I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. But I would like a show where they take away all the weird shit that people do to houses and then like find the tile in the bathroom that was original and like shine it up and shit. Because that's another thing I've uncovered on Instagram where people just lay tile on tile. So if you go deep enough sometimes, you'll find the original tile.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I watched one video where there was three layers of tile over this beautiful 1920s Art Deco tile.
Whoa.
Instagram be serving it to me.
But I guess, like, you know, there's different trends and people are probably like, oh, this Art Deco is so out of style, even though today we're like, are you kidding me? Please use it.
I guess. But I'm like, there's lots of timeless things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Real quick, Nicole, would you like a nacho update?
Yes, nacho, nacho, Kimmy's Nacho Corner.
Oh, this would be a cute segment. So I scoured for specifically ground beef, like taco meat nachos.
Yes,
and you're
yes.
right, better to find than you think. But I actually found two places in Los Angeles.
Okay.
There are probably way more. It's just like tricky to tell with websites. I'll send you both of these, but the two places I want to shout them out, Sky's Gourmet Tacos, which is kind of
okay.
And they do a really nice classic ground beef nacho. I called them to confirm and they confirmed over the phone.
Wow.
I wanted to know. And then the second one, they have one in like Venice Beach and then another one in Mid Cities called Plancha Tacos. And they do a ground beef. They were listed on Eater. A ground beef nacho. So I'm going to send you both.
Thank you. I can't believe I have to go to the west side for this.
I know, but it is within an hour. So I did try to keep
it. It is. It is. Thank you,
Kimmy. The best-rated ones were in really far south. And I was like, shoot. So I hope you have a nice Valentine's Day eating nachos. Mm-hmm. Or hope you did by the time this comes out.
Well, when this comes out, I will have worn my red dress and eaten my nachos. And shunned people on dates and hit them and spat at them.
Oh my God. You're a menace.
Push them down.
Oh no.
And said, how does your love feel now? Just kidding. Yeah. People deserve love. If you're in love, like whatever. It's nice for you. Did that sound nice and sincere?
No.
Okay, I'll try again. Isn't it nice that you found love and stuff and you're showing it off? That sound nicer?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm afraid to make you do it again.
Okay. Do you want to pick this one?
Okay. I know what phenomenal movie wedding dress you should wear based off the fantasy love life you craft.
Honestly, that's the one I was looking at too.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. What would be your partner's career?
A college professor. Professor? A college professor.
A DJ.
A fashion designer.
Nurse. These are wild professions. He can't be a college professor because I don't want them fucking students. DJ, you're out too late at night. Nurse, you might bring home the sick. Fashion designer, you can make shit for me. Fashion designer, final answer.
I think I would say college professor. For some reason, there's something like very romantic about that. I feel like there's a lot of male love interests in romantic comedies who were college professors.
And I think you're right.
Yeah, I want someone smart. And I would just hope that they would not fuck their students.
I mean, one can only wish and hope.
Where would your wedding take place?
Historic manor house.
A zoo?
Oh. Favorite bar, restaurant and bar. Yeah, I want to get married right next to this elephant taking a huge dump.
A city loft.
Okay. Can't have it at a historic manor house because I watched this movie called The Invitation where this girl goes to this historic manor house and it turns out that it was not what she thought it was going to be. I didn't want to ruin it in case you go see it. Okay. The zoo, I don't want animals jumping on my dress. I'm not getting married in a bar or a restaurant. I will get married in a city loft. Final answer.
These are like not...
So sure, you don't want to get married next to a giraffe?
I may not know, but I it would be an interesting choice. Maybe I'd say favorite bar or restaurant.
Okay.
Because then you could like have fun, a fun little like reception after too.
Okay, fair.
Dream honeymoon destination.
Glass pyramid and dog sled and Lapland.
Okay.
What are all those words together?
Wildlife pyramid. I don't know what a glass pyramid is either. But I guess it's just there's a lot of snow. Is it like the glass onion
in Lapland? we watched Glass Onion. That is pretty. Oh my god.
Ooh.
So you get to live in a pyramid glass?
Where's Lapland?
I believe it's North Sweden. I could be wrong.
Ooh.
I do want to go to Sweden.
This is really pretty.
This is pretty. Might be too cold, though.
Definitely too cold for me. Wildlife cruise to the South Pole again.
Also cold. Tour of Egypt.
Cooking lessons in Italy.
What do you think, Sashir?
I'm going to say Egypt. That sounds pretty cool.
That does sound cool. For the sake of being different, I'll say cooking lessons in Italy. I just won't go to Rome. I'll go to a different part of Italy.
Okay.
Pick your joint wedding gift.
A pottery wheel.
Kitchen appliances.
Bookcases and gift card to help fill it.
Matching watches? Who did I invite? These guests suck. God.
I guess I need kitchen appliances. But a pottery wheel sounds cool.
You don't cook.
Nor do I do pottery.
I was also going to choose pottery wheel so I could reenact Ghost with my future partner.
You should do that. I'm going to say kitchen appliances so that I just have them so someone could cook if they wanted to in my home.
Okay. All right. I like that. Matching watches? Like, who wants that? Haven't we moved past, like, expensive watches? Who wants a watch?
Well, they didn't say expensive. They said matching watches.
Who wants a watch? Haven't we moved past watches in general?
You have a watch.
I do? Oh, yeah. I never wear it.
It's an Apple Watch.
You're right. And I never wear it.
Which feature would you want for your dream home?
Lots of bedrooms to have a family.
Ugh. A home gym.
Plenty of space to roam in privacy.
Music room.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I love plenty of space to roam and privacy.
Yeah. And I don't need a music room. I'm not like making music. I certainly don't want a home gym. I would love lots of bedrooms, but I don't want a family. Family don't have to be people. Family's whatever you make it to be. Shoes are my family. Lots of bedrooms to have a family.
Shoes are my family. Okay.
Well, because I don't want like children or anything. Yuck.
Yuck.
Ugh. Sashir, have you like actually thought about having kids?
I guess so. I have thought about it.
I had like a really in-depth thought session about it.
Okay.
And it was really upsetting.
What happened in this thought session?
Oh, I like really thought about it. And I was like, oh, I have no intentions of ever changing my lifestyle to accommodate a human that's little and stuff. And like, doesn't like deserve to be in my life.
Deserve to be in my life.
I mean, they don't. They're in my life because of circumstance. Like, I gave birth to them, so they have to be in my life. And, like, that's not how I want any of my friendships to begin. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want the other person to have autonomy and, like, be able to, like, make a choice.
I want this child to choose to be in my life, okay? I don't want you to feel, like, attached to me or you owe me something. I want you to just exist. And if you want to be in my life, come see me.
Yeah, more or less, yes. And that's, like, after I got super deep in that thought process, I was like, oh, I think I'm one of those people that really shouldn't have a kid. Mm. I don't think people who have kids think about things like that. They're not, they don't think about their child making the choice as to whether or not they want to be in their life.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And it's like, it's a fucking baby. Like, it can't make a choice. And that's like another problem I have. You can't tell me you're hungry? Bitch, grow up.
What do you want?
Grow up, learn some words, and tell me what's up.
Yeah, these are all good points. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, I can't do this. I can't ever. And I was like, no matter how, like, my little desire for a baby, because, like, I don't know, every time I see a baby, I'm like, yum, 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 yum. But as soon as I hold that baby and I go home, I'm satiated. Like, that's all my body wants is, like, to be near a baby for a little bit. And I'm like, I just have to remember that. Like, it's not a permanent thing. I would be a bad mom, and I know it. Okay, what would the first party you host after getting married? What would be the first party you'd host after getting married?
A karaoke party.
Gingerbread house decorating contest.
Video game tournament.
Backyard fire. I took out.
A backyard fire.
Guys, I'm lighting my backyard on fire. Come over.
Yeah, that sounds like a divorce party. Yeah. We're lighting this bitch on fire.
We hate each other. Honestly, a karaoke party. I love karaoke.
Yeah. I think I would do a backyard fire and cookout. That sounds nice to me.
That does sound nice.
And again, I would have the appliances for someone else to do the cooking, but I would not.
Smart.
And finally, choose a project to do with your partner.
Research your family trees.
Couples dance lessons.
Build tiny house to take on road.
Camp in new park every summer weekend.
Are these ones missing, like, words? Camp in new park every summer weekend.
Build tiny house to take on road.
I'm not feeling any of these.
I'm not either. Maybe I do dance lessons. That'd be fun.
I'm going to have to do the same. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, no.
Because, yeah, no.
This is Nicole.
Yes! Mm. Yes! What is this quiz? Oh, the wedding dress you get.
Yeah, which phenomenal movie wedding dress you should wear based on the fantasy love life you craft.
Okay, I just got excited because I saw Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City, but I forgot why we were here. Okay, so this only dress perfect for a style queen like you. Am I crazy? That's worded insane, right?
That is. I think someone quickly wrote this quiz.
They quit. They were, like, fired.
Where the fuck is this quiz? And they're like, ah! Just feverishly typing. Is that good enough?
They're like, yeah, whatever. It's BuzzFeed. We're getting defunded anyway.
Publish it. Who cares?
This only dress perfect for a style queen like you. Wow.
Okay, very funny. Got it.
So it's Carrie Bradshaw's Vera Wang dress from the first Sex and the City movie, where, spoiler, something happens and she doesn't quite get married in the dress, but she does get to keep the dress. It is strapless. It is it's like pointy angles on the bustier. There's a veil. I believe there's a bird on the veil, but you can't see that in this picture. But yeah, it's pretty. Mm-hmm. It's like an off-white creamy color.
Mm.
And this is this year.
Mia Thermopolis from The Princess Diaries 2. This traditional romantic dress for perfect for your traditional style. Did this get translated from something else? Is this like a BuzzFeed from overseas?
That's really funny.
To English?
This traditional romantic dress for perfect you for your traditional style. Oh boy.
They use traditional twice and four thrice twice. Oof, but the dress is like really lacy at the top. Looks like it's like a strapless white dress with lace on top that goes over the sleeves, and then like loopy lace for a really long veil and the tiara on top. Made for a princess.
I guess I didn't see the Princess Diaries too, because I had no idea that Mia Thermopolis got married. News to me.
It was a royal wedding.
She married Chris Pine.
What? Oh,
thank goodness.
No. What? She actually doesn't marry him in the movie.
She marries Chris Pine.
No, so there's a twist at the end. Am I going to spoilers? Sorry.
There's a third one coming out. So
I think the third one is maybe them finally going, but how the second one goes is that she's actually not engaged to Chris Pine. Chris Pine is trying to take the royalty crown from her because his family is saying that it's actually he's supposed to be king or whatever, prince.
Oh, no.
They fall in love when she's supposed to marry someone else.
Yeah, so she cancels the wedding with the one guy who's very sweet, this poor guy. But they're like, no, this isn't a match. She falls in love with Chris Pine, but they're like, nah, we're not getting married. So they're just kind of dating at the end of the movie.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that. I really got that wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad another one's coming out.
A third one? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I love that Hollywood's like, hey, these actors are still acting. Let's use them.
Let's use them. Let's throw them in this thing that you know you love.
You loved 20 years ago. Let's do it again.
Yeah, people love Top Gun and they love this new Top Gun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing I can think of right now.
I was trying to think of something too.
I don't know.
But there's so many.
There's so many.
Yeah.
So many reboots and whatnot. Charlie's Angels. Can I just show you? So I got like a desktop and sometimes I have to plug in my mouse to charge it, I think. Mm-hmm. This is how you plug it in. I can't use this. Why would they do that like this? It plugs in from the bottom? Are you kidding, Apple?
So you have to like lay it on its side?
I guess.
That really sucks. Why would they do that?
Why would they do that like this?
Yeah, it should be like, it should be able to lay flat and then you plug it into like the outer part, the side part. Yeah.
Wild, wild, wild.
Weird.
Very upsetting. Weird move, Apple.
Also, it's a mouse. So it's like, you gotta give it a tail.
Yeah, if I ever saw a mouse where a tail came from the bottom, I'd be like, this mouse is sick.
From directly below its belly.
This mouse is shitting out its tail. It's not well. Not good. Should we help people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Here is a question from a listener.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sashir. Hi, Timmy. Hi, Jordan. I'm calling with a silly friend question, but it's kind of a big deal. First of all, I love you guys very, very much. And I'm nervous and excited to talk to you. Anyway, moving forward. So my 30th birthday is coming up. Big whoop. I normally don't get excited and celebrate because my birthday's on a holiday during this time of year. But this year I decided to kind of do something because COVID's been rough and things are sad. So I am a big old lesbian. That matters. And I have a really diverse group of friends and I love that. And some of them are in, bisexual relationships with hetero, like, pairings. Some of them are gay. Some of them are also lesbian. Some of them, you know, all across the board. My issue is that I have this friend who I love very, very much, but she's fully straight and her husband is one of those came from a white evangelical family. And, so he's not exactly the most tolerant person. Like, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and believe that he's trying and he's trying to grow. But there's times where he really like says things and I just, I put up with it a lot for her, but this is my birthday, and I don't really want to put up with that. Sorry, what's the problem? So I've invited all my friends to my birthday, sorry. And I've invited, you know, like, in the group chat, people are like, oh, can my, you know, this my partner come or this? I'm like, yes, of course. And now I'm in the situation where he may come and most likely will, but I don't want him there. Because, again, this is, I very rarely make situations about me, and I don't want to have to endure that on my birthday, especially because I've kind of started seeing someone for the first time in a long time, and I'm very excited, and she's meeting everybody. Exciting. But I don't want him to damper on that, and I really don't want him to, like, make her uncomfortable or myself or any of her other friends who are in different relationships, because, like, he's not friends with most of these people. He doesn't interact with them, so I don't really want to subject that. So I guess let me boil it down. How do I invite my friend and also make it clear he's not invited while being kind and polite and not rude, but also at the same time firm because he's kind of nudged his way into other events that we've hosted that it was kind of clear he wasn't invited to. Anyways, long message. I just need some help. I don't want him there. Thank you so much. Please help me. Bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to make this party as gay as possible, so he won't even want to come. Make it the gayest fucking birthday party you can think of. So he's like, ew, I wouldn't want to come to that. And then all your friends will have a blast.
Yeah, that's one option.
Say it's at a sex party.
Yeah, a raunchy, nasty sex party where everyone's going to be painted rainbow.
And drag queens are running the door. and you have to take poppers when you enter. And I don't know.
No, that was a lot. You knew a lot.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I think, realistically, you gotta say, since your boyfriend isn't really, like, friends with the group, I'm keeping it to just, like, friends of the group.
Oh, but how heartbreaking.
Oh, does that mean?
I don't know. I guess I don't know how close that friend is who has the partner we don't like. Because if you told me I couldn't bring my partner because I'm only bringing friends, I'd be like, oh, you don't think you're friends with my partner? That sucks.
Oh, dang. Oh, I didn't even think of it like that.
You know?
Here's why it's tough. Because there are some partners going.
Yeah, if it was like a no partners, just you guys, then you'd be like, sorry, no partners, but some partners are coming. So, and I'm sure the person who called likes some of those partners. So, yeah, there's no blanket.
Lie and say that it's non-partners. And then when that friend comes and there are partners there, be like, I can't believe it. This is crazy. I can't believe it.
I told them not to bring.
I said no partners.
But didn't the caller say that there was a group chat where people had been asking about partners?
And shit. Yeah.
The caller already said yes to that.
The friend already
probably knows that people are bringing their partners.
Mm. Why? I can't remember what the caller said they didn't like specifically about the partner.
I guess they have said things in the past.
Oh, yes.
Off color to people in the group, or maybe her specifically.
Maybe bring that up with your friend. I mean, that's a hard thing to be like, hey, your partner said this to me and it made me feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know what past that to say. Cause like he made me really uncomfortable. Can you not come to my party? Like that feels pretty.
Whether it's your party or not, that conversation probably does need to happen at some point in time. If this is a person that you want to keep in your life, and if their partner makes you uncomfortable, you probably would over time withdraw from that friend anyway, which sucks because it's not your friend. It's your friend's partner.
Mm-hmm.
But if your friend's unaware of this, then there's nothing that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did say, yeah, this like I would love to hang or see you more often, but your partner has said X, Y, and Z and made me uncomfortable and makes me feel like scared to actually invite them in group situations where other queer friends are there, then maybe your friend will be like, oh shit, let me talk to him. Or, okay, he can't come, he won't come to the birthday party, but I'll figure out mm-hmm. what we're going to do about this going forward.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think the talk needs to happen regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Solved. Mm-hmm. Should we do one more?
Yeah.
It's an email. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. You guys are amazing, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this issue I'm having. I'm a lesbian, and I have a friend group that's primarily queer women and non-binary people. It's a newish friend group, but we've been getting closer over the past year and still getting to know each other's quirks. One member of this friend group, we'll call her Gertrude, is bisexual and has a cishet boyfriend. But she's not fully out, including to him, and she seems to be scared to tell him. I've gotten the impression that she hasn't spent a lot of time with other queer people prior to this.
When we all hang out, me and another queer person in the group bring our partners, also queer, and we invite Gertrude to do the same. Gertrude brought her boyfriend to one gathering, and he seemed to not have a good time. I felt like multiple of us tried very hard to include him in the conversation, but he just would not open up. Gertrude told us later that he felt weird being the only guy there and didn't feel included, and he hasn't come to hang out with us since. Later, she made a comment about how he feels like an outsider because we're a group of mostly lesbians. This kind of seems weird from all angles, right? He's not the only cishet dude I hang out with, but he's the only one that apparently can't make conversation with women and queer people. It's not like we only talk about being gay. I also think she may feel some type of way that other people in the group are able to bring our partners to hang out, but she feels like she can't. But that's not for lack of us welcoming him. And also our partners that do come to hang out get along really well with everyone. So it doesn't feel right saying they can't come. I don't think that's what Gertrude wants either. Have either of you experienced anything like this before? Any input would be greatly appreciated.
I haven't really experienced that before. Anytime I've met someone's partner who's like not a comedian or like not in the community, they're like pretty cool and chill mm-hmm. because they're with someone who's like in our circle or whatever. I don't know. This dude... It's kind of funny that he's just like, I'm the only man here. Oh, well, who's going to talk about sports with me? I'm like, I don't know. Any of the lesbians there?
Like, right? Like, yeah, I'm sure you can find some woodworking, sports. Like, you can find some common ground somewhere.
Yeah. Seems insane that a straight man's having trouble with, like, queer women, which sounds very blanketed that, like, queer women and men are the same. I'm just saying... If there's a group of people and this man can't find one person to talk to, mm-hmm. throw him away.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like the guy's problem. Because
yeah,
I've been with straight men who had no problem talking to gay people or queer people
mm-hmm.
at all. Like, it just, yeah, that's it sucks. That's unfortunate for your friend, for Gertrude, who is with a guy who... Just like on a base level, you should just be like, I'm going to make an effort to be friends with my partner's friends. Like, I'm going to like, you don't have to be best friends, but I'm going to like try to find some common ground because we, you know, I want to have group hangouts, da da da. These are the people she likes in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in her life. I should try to get along with them. But to be like, I can't, like, what? I'm the only guy, which also is not true. It sucks.
Here's what they should do.
Okay.
Ask Gertrude all of her boyfriend's favorite things and throw a favorite thing boyfriend party. And if he doesn't have a good time and can't find anyone to talk to about his favorite things, throw him away. Gertrude has to throw him away too. We got to throw this man away. I don't like this mm-hmm. man. I really don't like him.
Mm-mm, we don't like him.
He's bad. We got to throw him away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is also a non-problem for our friend. Like, this man can't figure out how to hang out with y'all. Y'all seem like a nice, fun time. Sorry about it.
His loss. It's his loss.
Yeah. And I think it's like, always make sure Gertrude feels like her partner's invited. I think that's like a nice thing, especially if you, like, he hasn't done anything. He's just like a little awkward or whatever. So like, yeah, if you want to bring him, bring him. If not, you don't have to, but we're always more than welcome to have him.
And maybe the more he hangs out, the more he'll
fucking relax and learn how to fucking talk to people.
Because maybe it's like a lack of familiarity. Maybe it's like, maybe he just hasn't been around queer people much at all in his life. So maybe the more he hangs, the more he's like, oh, they like stuff. Like, they also like nachos. Wait, like, I like nachos.
They're people just like me. Okay, this is fun and good. I hate this man. He sucks. Throw him away. That is my, those are my thoughts. Throw him away.
Yeah.
And after he gets thrown away, I'm kidding. You don't need to let me know that he got thrown away. I'll hear him go in the trash. You can email Nicole and Sashir at gmail.com, or you can call, text, or leave us a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Listen, we have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
And remember, if there is a straight guy in your life who doesn't know how to talk to people, throw him away. See you later, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.